Monday, the 16th of September. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, as you know, we're in the midst of the season of creation, and so we're thinking about the world, we're thinking about all the beautiful creatures in the world, we're wondering how we can think more deeply about these, and I want to send you to go and watch something on YouTube. If you Google the letter, you may have to put Pope Francis in it and then put the letter. There is a beautiful movie. It lasts about 1.5 hours, so it's not short. It's quite long. You might want to watch it with your family. It's really, really beautiful. And in this movie, we see something Pope Francis did. It's a movie about a thing that Pope Francis did. So what did Pope Francis do? Well, he was talking to his advisors and talking to the priests around him and apparently talking very much to his chaplain. So popes also have a chaplain, a special chaplain, who helps them in their spiritual life. And these people were saying to him, he needs to be thinking more about the climate, more about climate change, and doing more. And he said, well, let's listen to the voices. Let's hear who are the voices who are impacted by climate change. And they thought for a long time about who they should talk to. What kind of voices did they want to hear? And the letter is not actually about the letter Laudato Si, which we often talk about on Radio Veritas. We often talk about Laudato Si, which is the letter Pope Francis wrote to the whole world saying, wake up, world. Look at what we're doing to our planet. We have a common home and we are destroying it. The letter is a slightly different letter. Pope Francis wrote to five people around the planet, asking them to come so he could listen to their stories because he saw that they were in different ways working for the good of the planet. And the four people that he chose represent lots of other people. He chose one person who represents the poor. He chose another person, especially the poor who've been affected by climate change. He chose another person who represents indigenous peoples. So those are peoples still living on the land their ancestors lived on, whose lives are being damaged by big corporations who want to take their land and their resources away from them. We know a lot about that in South Africa. That happens here. The third voice he chose, he wanted to hear the voice of the youth. And so he chose a young woman from India who had been speaking about climate change from the perspective of being a youthful person, a young person. And lastly, he wanted to find, and I think he was quite creative in how he did this, he wanted to find a voice for the creatures. He wanted someone who would speak on behalf of the creatures who have no voice. And he found two American scientists, and he invited them, they're marine biologists. And so I thought this week, I would tell you we'd talk a little bit about what comes up in the letter, but I want you to go and watch this movie, and we will attach a link to Radio Veritas. They will put up a link so that you can find the letter if you want to go and find it that way. But if you just put it into YouTube search, you'll find it, and you can watch the movie yourself. It's free. You can just watch it. So I want us to think a little bit about the people he invites. So we are a Kids Corner. We are a program for children. And so I'd like to talk about the voice for the youth first. So this little girl, Rahitma Pandey, she is still a child living at home with her parents in India. And since the age of 9, Rahitma has been involved in activism. That's quite amazing. When she joined a lawsuit against the government of India, arguing that it had not met its obligations under Parliament to protect the natural world. And she was also a member of the UN complaint that accused 5 governments of violating the Convention on the Rights of the Child by failing to protect children from the dangers of global warming. Rahitma lives with her brother and her parents close to the Ganges River. And it's quite interesting. When I was watching it, it's clear that Rahitma is a Hindu child. So she's not a Catholic child, she's a Hindu child. But She gets the letter, and there's this lovely moment where she sees, you see her with her family, getting this letter from the Vatican with the Vatican seal on it. And it's quite an extraordinary moment, and she opens the letter, and at first you can see she almost doesn't believe what she's seeing. She has a letter inviting her to come and talk to the Pope in Rome. I wonder what you would have felt if you had got such a letter. It would be an extraordinary thing, wouldn't it, to get a letter inviting you to go and talk to the Pope, to tell him your point of view. When I listened to what she said, she talked about how she was online with many people, many other young people around the world. There was a moment where she was talking to a young girl in Australia, and they were talking over Zoom or Skype or something like that, and the young girl was busy packing up her bag and running to the car and then sitting in the car talking to her as they drove away from their home because these huge fires that raged in Australia were coming and destroyed her home. And the two of them were both crying. It was very moving. And then she talked about how she had watched on TV the huge flooding that had happened in India, and how she had begun to have nightmares about it as a child. She had seen it on the news and then begun to have nightmares about it. And how she had wondered, what can I do? What can I do to stop this? And so she began to speak out, even though she's only a small child. And 9 is very young to be taking on governments and the UN. But I think there's something amazing going on. The children all around the world are saying, we can't continue to live the way we are living now. Children are seeing the immense damage that climate change has caused in the last 10 years, the last 20 years. The climate has altered radically from when I was a young child, about 40 years ago. Even here in South Africa, we never had floods, or very rarely. We had these terrible droughts sometimes, but now it seems like it's more intense. The droughts are more intense, the floods are more intense, they're more regular. The wildfires are horrific if we think of the wildfires that have been happening in the Eastern Cape and the Western Cape over the last few years. We remember just a few years ago how in Cape Town they were down to day zero. There was no water. And okay, the rains came before day zero, but it was like a wake-up call. One day it might be day zero in Joburg. What do we do? One day it may be day zero in KwaZulu-Natal. What do we do? Where do we get fresh water? How do we protect our water? You know, and then we have to ask hard questions. What industry uses the most water? What industry destroys water, pollutes it? What are we going to do about that? I encourage you to go watch the video, and we'll talk about it a little bit more this week as we go along on Radio Veritas. For now, let's close our eyes and we pray. We pray for all children and young people, that your hearts may be open to the cry of the planet, that you might fight for your own futures, for a world that is green, that has breathable air, that has enough food, that is not destroyed by floods or fires or droughts. We pray that your voices might be heard by those with the power to change. We ask this in the name of the Father, the Creator, and of the Son, through whom all things came to be, and of the Holy Spirit, who is in everything. Amen.